Today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room, the free audio-only social media platform for sports fans. Start or join ongoing conversations, watch games together, react to the biggest news, rumors, and games. I'll be hosting rooms every week, so make sure to download the iOS app, sign up, and join me to talk Warriors.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, it's Locked On Warriors here on a Thursday afternoon after a wild trade deadline. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Mercury News. A lot to get to today. The Warriors made a couple of moves right before the deadline. Did not involve Kelly Oubre in any of them, as many people had anticipated. And we'll start there before moving on to what exactly happened in the Brad Wanamaker and Marquise Chris deals. But with Oubre, we had speculated for weeks that he would get traded. The Warriors were open about the fact that they were shopping him, but in the end, they didn't get any offers that they thought warranted moving on from Oubre with still half of a season yet to play. You know, the names that we heard thrown around, Danny Green was one. If that's the kind of offer that they were getting, you would understand why they ultimately held on to Oubre, right? Because Danny Green is a fine player, 3-and-D type guy, but also on an expiring contract. The Victor Oladipo stuff, I mean, the Miami Heat got him for basically nothing, but doesn't solve any of the issues that, if you're the Warriors, you were looking to solve, because he's an unrestricted free agent this season, just like Oubre is. And I think, you know, the Warriors would prefer to have Oubre over Oladipo at this point. And so it just doesn't look like the right player was out there, the right offer was out there. And if maybe you could have traded him for pennies on the dollar, a couple of draft picks or something like that. But ultimately, the Warriors decided they didn't want to go in that direction, that, you know, some sort of bundle of loose change draft picks or another player on an expiring contract who is either substantially worse or comes with injury concerns or anything like that just wasn't enough. And instead, they will play out the rest of the season with Kelly Oubre and hope that in the offseason, they can re-sign him. And so we've heard reports that he could sign from anywhere from $10 to $20 million a season as a free agent. And any amount of money that the Warriors re-sign him to would come with a substantial luxury tax cost. Now, I've long ago stopped questioning whether or not Joe Lacob would pay that, but it is an economic concern that is worth bringing up. The larger question to me with Oubre is whether or not he'll re-sign and take a six-man role coming off the bench for Klay Thompson, who comes back next season, and Andrew Wiggins, who will presumably be on the roster. But what this does is it at least gives the Warriors the option still to try to bring him back and maybe over the offseason a little bit more flexibility. Maybe you are more open about an Andrew Wiggins trade idea because you think you could re-sign Kelly Oubre and offer him the spot at small forward, the starting spot at small forward. Maybe you can execute a sign and trade type of deal where you send him out and get picks or something like that back in return. I mean, you're able to re-sign him and he buys into a bench role and he's down with being a six man. Because any of the other options that we were talking about, still not as good as bringing back Oubre in that six man role. So that's sort of where we leave it. With Kelly Oubre, the story with him now becomes, can they re-sign him over the offseason? What does he look like for the final stretch of this season? And if he's somebody, and how much would you be willing to pay for somebody like Kelly Oubre? And would you have to potentially pay more in order to bring him back on a lesser role next year, where he's probably going to get offers to start elsewhere at some point? Now, the other thing that's worth noting here is that the Warriors were set to let this trade exception expire before Klay Thompson got hurt, before Klay Thompson tore his Achilles. I reported back then that they weren't going to use the exception. They were going to just let it expire if Klay was just healthy. And they were just going to go into the season with the roster the way that it was and let that Andre Iguodala trade exception just go away and not fill that with any sort of player. But because Klay got hurt, they felt an urgency to go ahead and use that exception, which was their best tool, to add a player at the position, at shooting guard, where Klay vacated that spot, and they needed a player there. And so they went ahead and traded a top 20 protected first rounder for Oubre. But again, had it not happened, had Klay not torn his Achilles, they were just ready to let that expire, which may be an indicator that they don't necessarily feel that they need somebody to occupy that cap slot or that roster spot. That maybe they would be okay just letting Kelly Oubre walk away for nothing and sending out that first round pick or whatever it turns into, maybe future second round picks, however it ends up conveying. They say, you know what? We had a rental for Kelly Oubre. We stayed competitive with Kelly Oubre for a year. That was worth that draft compensation that we sent out. Let's go ahead and move on. Save some money. Clean books. Klay Thompson comes back. We still have Andrew Wiggins. Jordan Poole has emerged as a legit, you know, rotation caliber player. They have the Minnesota pick. Maybe you take somebody with that or you move that for another contributor. Or James Wiseman is developing. He's the starter long-term now at center. And you have all these other things and you just say, you know what? We don't really need that roster spot. We could figure it out with minimum contracts and draft picks and other type of acquisitions. So that's where I think the Warriors' head is at right now. They, in the end, they keep Kelly Oubre. They will have him for the rest of the season for this playoff push, which he's been a big part of so far. And that's where things lie. On the other spots on the roster, they did move Brad Wanamaker and they did trade Marquese Chriss, opening up two roster spots. We'll talk about that more next, but first, let's talk about Sports Trade. Have you guys even heard of Sports Trade? It's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. This is amazing. Sports Trade takes fantasy to the next level. It's like Robin Hood for fantasy sports. Their platform allows you to buy and sell shares of your favorite players, just like real stocks. Finally, a fair and exciting way to cash in on your knowledge of sports. Making money with Sports Trade is simple as player values rise and fall based on two factors. One, their statistical performance in each game as compared to their projected fantasy points in that game. And the more points scored, the higher their value goes. And then two, there's just good old supply and demand. The more demand a player has, the higher their value goes. When you're ready to buy shares, pick that penny stock in a rookie with huge upside or grab that blue chip vet who's always a solid performer. Instantly buy and sell as many shares and as many players as you like, just like in the stock market. Then you watch your players battle and your portfolio value rise. Simply go to sporttrade.com, watch the How It Works video, and then sign up to get started. Sign up today at sporttrade.com and discover the fun, exciting, and profitable new world of sports trading. This is truly the evolution of fantasy sports. You're going to be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in on the game at sporttrade.com. Let's also talk about BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. The NBA season is in full swing and March Madness is upon us, one of the biggest sport betting events of the year. BetOnline also covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV, real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all of the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Again, head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, but only when you use that promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the new Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. Getting to the other two deals that the Warriors made at the trade deadline, they sent Brad Wanamaker to Charlotte for cash, and then they send Marquese Chriss to San Antonio along with cash for basically the rights to an international player who will never play in the NBA, some guy who was drafted in the second round in 2015 playing in Korea or something. That he's not going to be a factor on the Warriors. And so now Golden State has two open roster spots available, with which they have a few different options. Number one, they're going to scour the buyout market. They're going to look if there's anybody available and willing to sign with the Warriors. Not only can they sign a player to a minimum contract, but they also have the $9.3 million disabled player exception they got after Klay went down that they could offer a potential free agent. And so we're getting news on who could enter that buyout market. Currently, like right now, the big names are LaMarcus Aldridge and Andre Drummond, but it already seems like they know where they're going. It sounds like Andre Drummond is going to end up with one of the LA teams potentially, or one of the New York teams potentially, and that LaMarcus Aldridge is going to Miami. But then there's other, you know, players that could be interesting. Jeff Teague is going to get bought out of Orlando after being traded from Boston. That could be an interesting name considering that they don't have Brad Wanamaker anymore. And, you know, Nico Mannion's a rookie, and he's played well, but he is a rookie, and maybe they want some more depth at backup point guard. So maybe he's an option. Sounds like Jabari Parker is going to get bought out. That could be a buy low type of player that the Warriors have, you know, shown an interest in that kind of acquisition in the past, you know, whether it be, you know, Dragan Bender or DeMarcus Cousins or other, you know, former lottery picks who are, you know, you can get on the cheap and maybe get something out of. But other than that, no other major names are out there. So they have these two spots. They'll look, they'll sniff around. They'll see if they can add somebody who can bolster the rotation. But the other options that they have with these roster spots is if nothing materializes by the end of the season, they can promote Juan Toscano-Anderson and Nico Mannion, both of whom are on two-way contracts, onto the regular 15-man roster pretty seamlessly. And I don't think there's any urgency for them to do that, considering that restrictions on two-way contract players have been lifted for this season. But if they wanted to just get those positions settled before, you know, free agency, they would have the option to go ahead and do that because they have those open roster spots. And then really what we're talking about too is that in moving Wanamaker and Chris, they are saving about $11 million in luxury taxes, according to ESPN's Bobby Marks. So another big reason why they went ahead and they made that move, kind of a little bit of shades of last season, if we're being honest, where they moved Glenn Robinson and Alec Burks and Willie Cauley-Stein and some other guys before the deadline. Now, in those deals, they got second-round picks back and other things, but these deals, they didn't get anything back. I mean, Marquise Chriss is dealing with a broken leg. Brad Wanamaker did not much of anything in Golden State, lost his rotation spot to a rookie. But like last year, ultimately what it comes down to is just cap stuff, just money stuff. And it is another sign that the Warriors aren't super high on this roster this season and what they could do in the playoffs, right? Not that Brad Wanamaker or Marquise Chriss were helping you this year, but you didn't get anything really. And again, we'll see what happens with these buyout players. But you can't bank on anybody on the buyout market seriously helping you in any meaningful way, especially if Drummond and Aldridge are sort of already spoken for. And so like last year, it was very clear that they were going to have one of the worst records in the league. So they said, you know what, these Alec Burks, Glenn Robinson, Willie Cauley-Stein, good, you know, nice young players, helpful to us in this regular season, but this regular season doesn't matter. So we're going to trade them and just get something back and save some money. And it kind of feels like it's a similar type of deal here. And this is, of course, on the heels of Steph Curry being out for at least another week with his tailbone situation and them completely going in the developmental route with James Wiseman, handing him the starting job before arguably he deserved it, and just prioritizing his development above everything else. And so it kind of feels like, not that they're, you know, throwing in the towel on this season. I don't think that's the case. I still believe that they want to make the play-in tournament and that they value that, but certainly they have defined what it is that their ceiling is and are acting accordingly. All right, I want to get to some of the other big trades that went down at the deadline. But first, let's talk about Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all of the parts you need for your car, especially now, while you might not be able to visit a traditional store. So do it easily online instead at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything you need from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low without the markup that you find at chain stores and car dealerships. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Then write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And we've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar. Now is time to find out which Built Bar is best. It is Built Bar Madness. And today's matchup is between Mint Brownie and coconut puffs. And I am starting to realize that Built Bar has a lot of coconut flavored type of items. This one is technically coconut marshmallow puff, and I'm honestly not a big marshmallow guy either. Mint brownie gets the win for me in this matchup. You can go ahead and vote for yourself at builtbar.com or go to bar_built on Twitter to cast your vote. And then remember to use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off on your next order. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Get more analysis on the top prospects available in this year's NBA draft with the Locked On NBA Draft podcast. Scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, and full coverage of March Madness 4 days a week from credentialed draft experts. Subscribe today and follow Locked On NBA Draft. All right, let's get to some of the other big trades that happened at the deadline. The big one was the early one. The Bulls acquire Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic, and the full deal. The Bulls get Vucevic and forward Al-Farouq Aminu. The Magic get Wendell Carter Jr., Otto Porter Jr., and a pair of first-round picks from Chicago. And I think this is a pretty good deal for the Bulls. They don't send out a ton. Wendell Carter Jr. kind of up and down his first couple years in the NBA. Otto Porter Jr. Expiring $28 million salary to make things work. Originally, I think people thought that the Magic would buy out Otto Porter Jr. It sounds like, according to recent reports out of Orlando media, that they might try to hold on to Otto Porter in order to maybe re-sign him to a more reasonable contract over the summer. So we'll see what happens there. But we do know that the Warriors have registered interest in Porter before, and so maybe he would be an option if he does indeed get bought out. And then the Magic get their two first-round picks. So they basically wake up in Orlando and say, hey, let's just rebuild this thing. Because a few minutes after that, they trade Aaron Gordon to the Denver Nuggets for Gary Harris, RJ Hampton, and a protected first-round pick in 2025. So now the Magic, in two deals, acquire a couple of nice players in Wendell Carter Jr. And RJ Hampton. Gary Harris also comes over in that deal from Denver. He's been dealing with injuries, not the player that he once was, but maybe the Magic can get something out of him if he could be a scorer for them, especially now that they traded Evan Fournier out to Boston for some second-round picks. He could be useful for them. We'll see. But really what you're getting if you're Orlando is RJ Hampton, Wendell Carter Jr., two young players, and then a first round pick in 2021, 2023, and 2025. So now they're stocked with draft picks. They've moved on from Vucevic. They've moved on from Aaron Gordon, who no longer wanted to be there. And they still have Jonathan Isaac. They still have Markelle Fultz. Mo Bamba, we'll see if he gets more playing time with Vucevic gone, and if they can get something out of him. And they're really bad this year, so they're going to have another nice pick to add to that duo of Fultz and Jonathan Isaac, and potentially create, you know, a young trio to build around. So getting interesting in Orlando. I do wonder what happens with Steve Clifford. He's a good coach. They're happy with him there from everything I hear, but I can't imagine that he's super excited to take on a rebuilding project. So we'll see what happens with Steve Clifford. Those are the big deals. Orlando just sort of spreading the wealth. Aaron Gordon in Denver is particularly interesting for the Nuggets perspective, because now you have a guy, if you're the Nuggets, who can theoretically at least go toe-to-toe with LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard in the playoffs in terms of just defending them. I mean, Aaron Gordon is this tweener, 3-4 kind of guy. When the Lakers go small, they'll play LeBron in a very similar position, ditto for Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers. And so, you know, the Nuggets lost Jeremy Grant in free agency to Detroit. They didn't have that guy anymore, and they were reportedly looking for that guy. And I actually thought that Kelly Oubre would have been an interesting spot for or an interesting pickup for the Nuggets, because he could have been that sort of wing stopper, that lengthy defensive-minded guy that they needed in the playoffs. And maybe you were able to get back, if you were the Warriors, a Gary Harris or something like that for Kelly Oubre. But instead, they get a better player in Aaron Gordon, who is big and physical and can match up with you know, the big wings of the NBA in the playoffs, and could potentially be a scorer for you as well. I mean, we'll see what kind of role Aaron Gordon buys into. We had heard reports that he wanted to be the man with the Magic, that he thought he should be, you know, Kawhi Leonard type and run that offense. But harder to sell that when you're playing next to Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, who are obviously the leaders on that team. So we'll see if that works out for Denver. I didn't Other than that, no really big deals. Victor Oladipo heads to Miami for Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk, and first round swap rights in 2022. So that's sort of interesting. Miami, you get Victor Oladipo, test run him for the next half of the season, and then maybe try to bring him back with bird rights. Kyle Lowry does not get moved, which was the big domino that did not fall. Lowry apparently, the Raptors apparently were considering deals between the Heat and the Lakers and the Sixers by the trade deadline, but weren't happy with any of what they were getting offered, very much like the Warriors with Kelly Oubre, and so they hold on to Kyle Lowry, who will be a free agent and likely on the move this summer. That'll do it. We will have more fallout from the trade deadline as it comes. Check back in tomorrow for our final podcast of the week. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, and say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning.